Well, I don't know why those people aren't here, but President Trump is our leader, and we're here to support President Trump.
Congresswoman, why do you have so much reluctance to take questions from the news media?
Okay, well, I'm happy to talk to people, but we would like fair coverage from the media. The media has demonized President Trump, name-calling. That's what my little kids did, name-calling. I always told them when you use bad language and you name-call, that shows that you're of low intellect or you don't have anything positive to say.
How is illegal immigration a problem in your congressional district?
Oh, illegal immigration is ridiculous. For one thing, we have immigration laws. Americans have every right to know who's coming in here and what their purpose is. And we are the land of opportunity. The whole world wants to come here. We aren't a perfect country, but we are the land of freedom and opportunity. And you look at the people that are waiting in line to come here legally. It's wrong. And just the crime that is involved, the people coming over the border, we know they're trafficking drugs, they're human trafficking, they're number one breaking our laws. Terrorists are coming over the border. It's a dangerous time for our country. And I think it's treasonous of Joe Biden and his administration to open our borders and to violate our immigration laws.
Call to action, if you will, for Republicans in our deep blue state. Obviously, how do you take that message of reaching out to the disenfranchised Democrats and turn that into Republican help?
Thank you for that question. The main way we could do that is if the media would accurately report who President Trump is, what he's done for the American people, what the America First agenda is. And I can say one thing to the people, that the parents that are in Chicago and their children are being forced into failed schools. There are three things that give a child privilege: parents that are married and stayed together, a faith foundation and background, and an excellent education. And you are damaging a child for life to give them a terrible education. President Trump is for school choice. Well, we need to get people out to vote. If just gun owners would come out and vote in Illinois, we could flip the state red. So get people out to vote. Everybody has a realm of influence. Get busy, people.
Today, crime is supposed to be the theme of the convention. Can you speak to what you want to hear from the president?
Crime is a big issue, and opening the border to people we don't know what their agenda is coming in here, to criminals and terrorists, and then this safety first, releasing criminals is ridiculous. The American people want safe communities, they want economic opportunities, and they want excellent education for their children, and the America First agenda delivers that. Thank you.
Thanks, everyone.